worthwhile wisdom. Do not assume you are like everybody else. We are alike biologically, and socially we are a single family. Intellectually, we are each unique. Boys thinking that beer is a rite of passage, or a person thinking that they belong to a particular religion, are both examples of making the mistake of thinking that we are like others. We are nothing like the others. Nothing. The price humanity pays for this mistake is the tragic repetition of all other mistakes, including those that should never be repeated. You are nothing like the others. A conscious creature is by definition unique and free. There is wisdom that humanity transfers between generations in the shape of the mainstream culture, and it is good to learn from it. This is a wisdom that the majority votes on by doing things that they find most fulfillment and happiness in. But not everything in the mainstream is correct, and it is your job to remove the things that are not worthy of you. Oftentimes, all it takes is asking, what if I was born somewhere else? Or what would the Earth look like to imaginary great beings from Mars, for example? Loneliness and isolation are torture, but cheaply belonging somewhere is not the path out of it. To belong to something is to work hard to earn your spot. Not to say that you have to torture yourself to get there, as when you aim for greatness, each step becomes a great reward. What the small-minded don't understand is that it is not the aim and not just the journey, but also your transformation as you adapt to the challenges that stand in your way. Do not make the mistake of thinking that your life will end. There is already a small possibility that medicine will soon enough cure aging. You cannot assume that you are only aiming to be 95 plus, because that may be the day you will be granted an opportunity to roll back the clock to when you were 40. Living life and making excuses that you will die of old age anyway is not how it is done, nor is this a thought worthy of a noble human that you are. You have to grow your own way. You have to recognize that you are perfectly unique. Do listen to the mainstream as the choices that billions of people across countless cultures make are often wise choices, not always, but often. Do not try to merely join a group or hold one up that you were merely born into above all others. The groups that you want to belong to deal with human greatness. They require knowledge, wisdom, and greatness of heart. And even if humans never invent medicine to indefinitely prolong life, you are still charged with becoming immortal by leaving a clear legacy worthy of future generations. Humanity has not yet progressed to a level where it can slow down or hope to stand still. It must continue bettering itself. It must continue developing. The only way that humanity can truly progress is when every human being accepts the responsibility for real education and meaningful knowledge and wisdom. That means that you are tasked with becoming a great being, and you will not develop your greatness by merely following. That greatness that the world and the future and our entire human family is asking of you is the highest and noblest expression of your uniqueness that can only stem from a lifetime of relentless pursuit of excellence. I repeat one more time. Do not make the mistake of thinking that you are anything like everybody else.